Money Talks, brought to you by Chase Financial Options.
Well, this is exciting. This is the very first episode in a brand new series we're doing here on 1 to 3. It's called Money Talks, for good reason. We're joined by Paul Chase. And Paul, we're going to cover some really interesting things over the course of the next few weeks. Super helpful for people, especially at a time like this. What sort of subjects are we going to be talking about?
Well, we're going to start off by talking about financial health and well-being and making sure that people have a strong and reliable financial position to build from. We're going to then go on to talk about mortgages, a very hot topic at the moment, certainly with the first-time buyers. Pensions, which I consider maybe slightly dull, but very, very essential. I'm sure a lot of my colleagues would disagree with me on that basis, but essential for the building the foundation of financial planning and retirement. Life insurance, critical illness cover, protection, those sort of topics which are essential cornerstones of financial planning. Investments, of course, the big one, the exciting one that everyone likes to talk about. Financial well-being and then lifestyle planning.
There's a lot that we're going to cover. And actually, if you guys have any questions as well, we'd love to hear from you. Drop an email to 1to3@manxradio.com and we'll try and cover any questions we can in the upcoming weeks. But you mentioned a big thing at the start there. Financial health, what does that actually mean, Paul?
Well, financial health is about making sure that your money is managed correctly so that you can live the best life that you can. It really is essential to put the building blocks in place, to make sure that you have enough savings in the bank for when things go wrong, to make sure you have enough life insurance in place when things really go wrong, and to then be able to build towards your dreams in retirement, the bit that we all actually look forward to.
Now, that sounds like quite a bit big ask, to be honest, especially at kind of a time like this, but it is achievable, I take it.
It's absolutely achievable. And times like these, where there's the cost of living crisis and prices and things are actually increasing and going up, it's even more essential that you focus on your finances to make sure that those foundations, those building blocks, as I mentioned, are actually in place, that the savings in the bank to make sure when things go wrong, you don't have to reach for the credit card.
But this is the sort of thing, isn't it, that can impact on so much of our lives, because it can affect your mental health as well. And obviously, it being Mental Health Awareness Week, it's important.
Yes, very much indeed, and especially coming off the back of the COVID crisis as well. There's so many statistics around with people that have suffered through the mental health, largely through the financial issues that they were suffering, people that are unable to work, people literally trying to make ends meet and not being able to leave the house.
Okay, so what would you say then are some of the key things that we can start looking at doing, I mean, today, to actually help our financial health?
One of the very best things that you can do is to build yourself an emergency fund. I've mentioned savings several times, and it's going to be the cornerstone which I keep coming back to, but savings really are key. To have money set aside in the bank so that you don't have to go and borrow the money. A lot of people say to me, well, they've heard from parents or things, never borrow money. It's not what I subscribe to. I think there are circumstances where borrowing money is actually a very good thing to do. If you think about buying a house, if you're going to try and save up to buy a house, you'd be saving up for 20, 30 years to get to that point. A car is another purchase, an essential purchase. If it's managed correctly, then credit's absolutely no problem at all. However, things like a washing machine, things like a car, if it needs to be repaired, having savings in the bank, it just saves you reaching for that credit card or reaching for some sort of credit arrangement, which can then start spiraling into uncontrollable debt position.
There's so much going on here, and obviously we are going to break all of this down over the coming weeks with Paul, but you're someone who gives advice about this sort of thing, so we're not alone in trying to make these decisions, are we?
No, not at all. Yes, that's correct. I'm a financial advisor. There's a good many companies out there which can offer this sort of advice, and we don't charge for that advice. Come and see us, and we can help you out in whatever situation that you find yourselves with.
What are some of the biggest problems that people come to you with when it comes to their financial health? What are some of the biggest mistakes that we make?
We have had, certainly over the last few months or so, quite a lot of people looking for debt consolidation. It's very, very easy to take out a credit card. It's very easy to take out an interest-free loan, which then at the end of the period becomes interest-bearing loan, and things tend to snowball. So we do see a lot of people that tend to try and borrow their way out of a position. Certainly if something's gone wrong, if they were unable to work, if they had an injury which prevented them from working, or if something went wrong with their property, they borrow money to try and fix that issue. And as I say, if they had been better prepared, more financial health, then they actually wouldn't have needed to go down that route, and they wouldn't have needed to come to see us on that basis. Having said that, the debt consolidation, that's just one area that we sort of look into for people. Obviously, that's the bit where it's slightly gone too far. Our aim really is to prepare people for things like a house purchase, things like pensions and their savings and retirement, to make sure that they don't get to that point.
Now, Paul, when it comes to financial health, obviously this is something you deal with a lot with your customers and clients, and you've got a really useful way, haven't you, of helping people to actually assess their financial health.
That's right, exactly. Basically, you need to design a plan that suits you and your circumstances based on your current health, financial health position. You really need to examine where you are today. So you ask yourself questions such as, how prepared are you for unexpected events? And do you have an emergency fund? What is your net worth? Is it positive or negative? Do you have more debts than you have in savings? Do you have the things you need in life? And how about the things that you want? How are you going to achieve those? Examine your debts and work out whether you're paying high interest on those and whether you can transfer to lower interest options, focusing on clearing the higher interest debts first. And are you actively saving for retirement? Do you feel that you're on track to meet your long-term goals? And then finally, and I think most importantly, do you have enough life insurance and critical illness health cover? Do you have any at all? What would happen to you, your family and your business if the worst should happen? So if you examine those points, and that really gives you a foundation for assessing your financial health.
Yeah, because it's the sort of thing, especially when it comes to insurances, I think a lot of people think, oh, I don't really need that.
It'll never happen to me, is
exactly.
What they say. Yeah, exactly. And then I point out the fact that one in two people, I'm afraid, it does happen to. We're talking sort of the cancer statistics that we get from the charities. And I'm afraid it really does happen. So people need to be prepared.
Yeah, it's just one less thing to worry about at the end of the day, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a difficult conversation to have, but once you've had it, you know that you've got the peace of mind and you can rest assured that you and your family are covered.
Well, he is our very own Martin Lewis here on 1-2-3, Paul Chase. Thank you so much for being with us. As I said, we will be hearing much more from Paul over the coming weeks. If you've got any questions for him, do drop us a note. But in the meantime, where can people find you and your fabulous team, Paul?
We are based on 10 to 12 Prospect Hill. It's Chase Wealth Solutions and Financial Options. Please come and see us.
Chase Financial Options, celebrating 25 years of providing advice on mortgages, protection, investments, pension and cash flow planning to island residents. Money Talks on 1-2-3.